Shalom Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with your host and my lovely wife, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, sweetie, and it's, I think I want to give a great big hug to all the listeners tonight, and also may your burdens be light as we chug along on this journey called life. Let's ask for the Lord's comfort.
Abba, Father, the world is trembling and sees your people as peculiar, but you, O Lord, see us as your righteousness. Thank you for giving us clarity of thought during these chaotic days to understand the big picture while protecting us from the evil one.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your word that guides us and informs us about the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
We trust you and long to see you in the air as we anxiously await the sound of your last shofar.
Yes, Lord.
Until then, we will send forth your gospel as a revival message to the lost. Send more of your Holy Spirit to enable us with your dunamis power. Watch over our president and give him wisdom needed to fulfill your divine will. We are in your hands as we pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
So, are we seeing the light at the end of this COVID tunnel?
Well, I hope so, and it appears so, at least in most states. But as we talked about last week, not only will our rights be given back to us very slowly, most feel we'll never be the same again. Socially, but more so economically. Sadly, President Trump did take the advice of who he had to know, renowned globalists.
Well, we all wondered, you know, just how much choice he really had.
Good point. But the Jesuit Dr. Fauci did say that President Trump took his advice to shut our country down. We know now that their numbers were extremely fear-mongering and very false.
Many believe done on purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah, saying up to 200,000 deaths.
I know, and that was including with social distancing. It is an absolute shame what these evil people have done to us and the world. Beginning in China, who was, of course, the main culprit, who stopped travel within China from Wuhan, or how you say it, but, of course, allowed international travel. They knew it would spread the infection.
You talk about Dr. Fauci a lot, but what about the other players?
You mean like Bill Gates and Dr. Birx, the scarf lady?
Well, that's a start.
Well, let's first open with scripture to remind us that we true believers, we are a minority. And then looking at the main players in all this, well, I guess it makes total sense of what's really going on. That the world's majority, they just don't even care to know what we have to say.
Or you're labeled a conspiratist.
Mm-hmm. But we are to keep trying. Give the gospel and also point out the evil that encompasses us, as Ephesians 6 so eloquently describes. Also, you know, during affliction times, more are ready to listen. And God has allowed the enemy to do this thing for a season, to warn and to wake people up to actually get on that narrow road that Scripture speaks about. Which, by the way, says,
enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are so few that find it. Matthew 7:13.
And that's just the fact of it. And, you know, a favorite of mine is also Psalm 2. And I think that seems very fitting for this time. Why don't you read that?
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointing, saying, let us break their bones in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. the Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure.
Yep, and that's Psalm 2, verses 1 through 5. Yep, we are in a time of warning. Is this the foreshadow of his coming wrath? It's no secret. There are evil people who want power and gain. And we believers have the knowledge that a particular one is coming who will get his power and gain and actually control of the whole world.
Temporarily.
But until then, and our departure, we will have to deal with the many others vying for that title.
And those who just want to be part of that inner circle.
Well, that's true. You know, like in George Soros and Bill Gates, the Podestas, the Rockefellers, the UN leaders, the WTO, the WHO, the leaders of China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, Turkey, as well as there's some females, you know, like Witch Hillary and the spirit-cooking Maria Abramovic, and even Deborah Birx, the scarf lady, whom I have seen numerous friendly pictures of her alongside many of whom I just mentioned.
Yeah, well, you know, the list, of course, is endless.
Yeah, but our hearts do go out to President Trump, who, although not admitting it, is probably kicking himself for listening to the so-called experts. But President Trump has now put his foot down by aggressively encouraging the governors to let people get back to work.
Even standing up for the protesters.
I know. And actually, they're gaining in strength, and hopefully they'll keep it peaceful and wear their masks.
Phase one in some states has already begun.
Yep, and I'm sure the protesting has helped them make up their minds. We live in Ohio, and Governor DeWine will begin implementing phase one of returning to work supposedly on May 1st, although I think it should be this week, because that's still 10 days away. And right now, small businesses are hurting already.
And he also said no more school this year.
Right. Anyhow, Bill, short for billionaire, Gates, has a lot of pull in the medical world with a multi-million dollar relationship with Dr. Fauci, who not only pushes the vaccines, he has openly casted doubts on hydroxychloroquine, even though it's been shown to be very effective in curing many patients. However, it is off-label and not under a patent anymore.
So Big Pharma can't make money at it.
Exactly. So, of course, they are coming up with other expensive drugs.
Okay, what about Dr. Birx, the scarf lady?
Oh, yeah. Well, as a doctor, she has always worked in disease-controlled areas and was appointed, actually, by President Obama in 2014 and still serves as our global AIDS coordinator, along with Jesuit Fauci, who, again, has received billions from Bill Gates. And also they have Democrat and globalist elite friends, including, wait for it,
Nancy Pelosi.
Yep. Seen numerous pictures of them all together as well. So this Dr. Fauci, he was a presenter at the 2001 Andrew Carnegie Medal Ceremony, where he hobnobbed with George Soros, Bill Gates' father. Remember, Fauci is 79, so he knew his father too. Also David Rockefeller and other globalist masters of the universe, as in Henry Kissinger, who earlier this year said it was now time for a new world order. And by the way, the president of France, Macron, well, he's vying for the leadership role.
Which won't happen.
Right. I don't think he's universally liked enough.
All these globalists called for a total world population lockdown.
I know. Can you believe it? And they also echo the same talking points that things will never go back to normal in our society until we mass vaccinate everyone.
They also said it may never come back at all.
I know, I heard that. Oh, and one more thing, and then we'll move to some good news. Jesuit Dr. Fauci, and by the way, you can find this easily on the web. He holds numerous viral patents, and many of these patents directly pertain to HIV treatment. And some wonder if he could have had a hand in developing certain viruses so he could then find a cure and be hailed as he now is. I think it's called the Hegelian dialectic. We've talked about that before. But anyway, the reports are out there, so do your own homework. I'm just the messenger.
But evil is as evil does.
And let's just leave it at that.
Okay, you can send your end time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministry.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering and we'll be sure to add your name to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministry.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, before we get to some good news, as in Israel, I'd like to share a historical press release from 1918 during the Spanish flu that took the lives of at least 25 million people. They're not sure. It could have been even up to 50 million. But this, go ahead.
This article also accompanied pictures everyone mm-hmm. wearing homemade facial masks.
Yeah. Well, here's what it says. It says in big letters, public notice. Notice is hereby given that in order to prevent the spread of Spanish influenza, all schools, public and private churches, theaters, moving picture halls, pools, pool rooms, and other places of amusement and lodge meetings are to be closed until further notice, and all public gatherings consisting of 10 or more are prohibited. Now, that was in British Columbia, and I believe that's, what, near Canada or next to Canada, right up there? And that was in 1918. So I also want to say that the Christians back then were probably thinking Jesus was coming, except they might have forgotten one large detail.
The fig tree hadn't blossomed yet.
Right. Israel was not blooming at all and didn't become a nation until 1948. Today, as we talked about last week, but bears a lot of repetition, Israel as a blooming nation are in the last years of that generation when Jesus said himself he would return. Now, most everything is in place, except one more detail.
And that is Daniel 9:27.
Right, a signed, confirmed agreement to divide the land. And guess what happened yesterday? The major two parties in Israel finally agreed to join what they call a unity government to avoid yet another election.
So they will split the 3 years.
Right, as we thought. And Netanyahu will rule for the first 18 months and then Benny Gantz for the latter half. What is also key here is what Netanyahu also said, and that is that one of the first things he wanted to do was to get President Trump's peace plan back on track. They would be meeting this week to start the final mapping outline of the various divisions. Israel will be able to annex, which basically means to secure their sovereignty, many areas in Judea and Samaria, which are the areas on the West Bank side of the Jordan River.
Yeah, the Palestinians will be able to get their own parcels as well.
Therein lies the problem.
Uh-huh.
any permanent divisions of land where Israel gives up their sovereignty in Jerusalem will be the final straw in God's eyes. They already willingly share Jerusalem, but still have ownership and control.
Basically called sovereignship.
Right. But watch what happens if they give up the Temple Mount or even agree to share sovereignship over this holiest place in the world where God once dwelled in Solomon's temple.
Yeah, in the Holy of Holies.
But that's exactly what will happen, according to the prophets Ezekiel, Joel, and others. We've talked about it many times. And you know what? As Charles Dickens once said, these were the worst of times and the best of times.
If you are a true believer.
Amen to that. So, time goes so fast, but in our remaining minutes, let me say how important it is to examine your life. Is it as it should be as a Christian? How is your prayer life, your worship life, and most importantly, your Bible life? Do you read with your children, and do they see you studying His Word, taking notes, comparing scriptures, and looking up words to find the correct meaning? Are you digging into those passages that God said He likes to hide for us so we can find them and receive an extra blessing and more rewards at the Bema Judgment in heaven? Are you sharing with others what you find so to bless them as well? How much are you witnessing to the lost? You know, our phones are still working. Have you called an older neighbor to see how you might help them? Are you dressing modestly, ladies, and keeping holy your mouth? Men, are you redeeming your time wisely? Or does TV or computers soak it all up, leaving little time for your Lord? If you knew that Jesus was really, really 100% coming for His bride next week, next month, or even in 5 months, what would you be doing? Watching soap operas, rerun sports, internet gaming, Hollywood movies, or Facebook and YouTube, who, by the way, are now filtering free speech of any material they feel could be harmful, misinformation, and for sure blocking users from organizing any events that might defy any stay-at-home orders. It's true. They're really doing that. Our free speech, again, I told you at the beginning of all this that every time there's a major catastrophe, that our rights are less and less. And this is happening again. I even heard Dr. Acton on TV today say that we might do social distancing for 18 months until the virus vaccine comes out. Oh, my. Even the mayor of New York has asked people to spy on their neighbors and send pictures if anyone is being disobedient. I mean, I can't believe this. And anyway, I want to close with more scripture because there are even Christians who are, now these are Christians, who are abusing alcohol, some watch pornography, and some who are practicing fornication and justifying it as if it's okay with God. Well, it is not. Because this really could be the year. What will He find you doing? Some of you need to think about that. So we all know the rapture scripture in 1 Thessalonians 4, especially verses 16 and 17. You know, the one that says we're going to meet Jesus in the air at the trumpet of God. Of course you do, and we share it often with others because actually it's really a good, happy one. But I want to leave you tonight with what Paul first urges us to be in the same chapter before he speaks on the rapture. starting in verse 1 of 1 Thessalonians 4. Brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles, who do not know God. And then, of course, in the very next chapter, chapter 5, Paul talks about how, yes, he's coming to a thief, to the unbelievers, but not to us. We're going to know. And all the signs are there right now. Oh, saints, let's all repent for not spending enough time with our Lord and promise to spend more time with him. If you take that advice, my friends, you will never regret it. That I promise you. He's just out there waiting for you to open that door if you don't know him already. He's knocking on your door. You have to know him intimately. He's got to be your personal Lord. And if you already know him, make sure that you tell others. And to get a burden for those that are going to be left behind, ask the Lord to give you a burden, because so many will be left behind. And of course, this is how we store our treasures in heaven. And he wants to give us our rewards. I'm going to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6, 22 through 27. We say it every week. It's very important. Again, I'm going to try it in Hebrew. I'm not Jewish, but I've been trying to do this, and I will do it again. Yivarekach Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav v'yelecha v'yinecha, Yaseh Adonai panav v'yelecha v'yasem l'ha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You really should memorize that, because he wants to give you peace. Peace in all this turmoil even. Other people should look at us as Christians and say, how is she so peaceful during all this chaotic stuff that's happening? And then you can say, it's my Lord, because I trust him and I know that he's in control of everything. And scripture has to be fulfilled. So, till next time, again, tell somebody about Jesus, and Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, well, you're going to prosper in every way. And that's from Psalm 122, verse 6. Again, I just truly give you my heartfelt prayer that you will just open up and talk to somebody that's not saved. We could really be running out of time here. Get that burden. Ask God to give you a burden for the lost. When's the last time you even told a neighbor about Jesus? You know, a lot of us are taking walks now because you can't go to the gym or anything like that. You can wave to your neighbor. You can talk from 6 feet apart. Tell someone about the Lord. It's just crucial. It's so important. And tune in next time, and we'll have another message for you. God bless. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.